USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama has a variety of programs that can benefit producers and landowners in many ways. One of those is the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, otherwise known as EQIP. It provides financial and technical assistance to ag producers in order to address natural resource concerns and deliver environmental benefits such as improved water and air quality, conserved ground and surface water, reduced soil erosion and sedimentation, or improved or created wildlife habitat. Alabama State Conservationist Ben Malone says this is their flagship program.
We have our flagship program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. That one is the one that really works with most of our landowners on a suite of different practices across the state. That one we really can hang our hat on over the years. We've probably been doing that program since about 1997, and I think that one has really been a great program to help landowners.
Now, eligible program participants receive financial and technical assistance through EQIP to implement conservation practices or activities like conservation planting that address natural resource concerns on their land. Payments are made to participants after conservation practices and activities identified in an EQIP plan of operation are implemented. And Malone says some of those programs are actually implemented through their local conservation districts.
As far as NRCS, we do provide technical assistance and financial assistance, and through that vehicle of those local conservation districts, we're able to provide that assistance to those landowners working through that particular vehicle.
Now, ag producers and owners of non-industrial private forest land and tribes are eligible to apply for EQIP. Eligible land includes cropland, rangeland, pasture land, non-industrial private forest land, and other farm or ranch lands. And EQIP contracts can last up to 10 years in duration. Learn more on the Alabama NRCS website, al.nrcs.usda.gov, or stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.